Basketball Junkie, a memoir by Chris Herron and Bill Reynolds. Narrated by Peter Burkrot. Copyright 2011 by Chris Herron. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with St. Martin's Press and was produced in the year 2012 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Prologue. In the autumn of 1992, I went to Fall River, Massachusetts, a tired old mill town in the southeastern part of the state, to write a book on the city's Durfee High School basketball team. The idea was to follow the team through a season, to examine what the team meant to the city and to the kids who played on it, to look at a high school basketball team from the inside out. I chose Fall River because Durfee had a rich basketball history. It was one of the few places in the Northeast where both the game and the high school team were deeply embedded in the city's fabric, a place where the high school team still mattered in ways it didn't in most other towns. My plan had been to focus on the coach, a local legend named Thomas Skippy Karam, who had once played at Durfee, who had coached there for over 30 years, and whose fate it was to be ending his great career in an America so different from the one in which he had come of age. But it was quickly apparent that the story was more complicated. At the center of it was a psychic battle being played out every day between Karam and Durfee's junior star, Chris Herron, a battle that was both generational and cultural. With his teen idol looks and his swept-back hair, walking through the corridors of Durfee as if he were the leading man in his own movie, Chris Herron was the embodiment of the high school hero, and he was already being recruited by numerous colleges throughout the Northeast. He was young and strong, destined to play in the biggest...